This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Tell me why I always need to survive off your love. Cause every time you fire at me, it kills all the fun. Everything of it now is a new drop of blood from the sky.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it. And so do I. It does not matter who the host is. It always has mattered is who the listeners are. Today is Thursday, November the 7th of 2024, day 312th of the year, and only 54 days left to go. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Yep, that's where we're at. That's what we're doing. A lot of stuff always going on because that's what we talk about. That's what we do. And all of the other fun stuff that one could mingle ingle inside of the pingle. Yep, that's what's going on. So what's happening with you? How are things? How has the last 24 hours been? Are you still going through election recovery? And I don't mean that in regards of who you wanted to win didn't win or who you wanted to win won. I'm talking about, you know, it's a long night in regards to taking a look at it. Like yesterday was a total cluster, especially in the beginning, because I don't think I went to bed until probably like 3 a.m. on Tuesday to Wednesday. And then we were here doing this show. But then the whole thing was conceded like at 5-something in the morning as we were talking. So, yeah, it was interesting times taking a listen to what was going on yesterday for sure. So I hope everything is good and grand as everything is going through. So today on the show, you know, a lot of stuff going on. If you're new to what we talk about, we normally talk about safety in the news, but I kind of feel that we're going to go a little bit off kilter today. So just a little FYI ahead of time. So if you want to hang out and do some stuff, that's what we're doing today. We'll be off kilter. Yes, I know it's not Freeform Friday, but I got some stuff that I want to do, and I know it's going to be kind of long today in regards to doing that. So just want to bring that up ahead of time. So with that being said, let's talk a little bit. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. We'll get you good right into our system. Video, audio, and text messaging are all the options that are readily available for you as we are talking. So just information purposes, as things are moving forward into our system, as things are going in and out and all around as we are talking. So with that being said, why don't we start telling you a little bit about what the hell was trending in the overnight? Because I think that you're going to want to hear that. So let's talk about that.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, a potential secret signal of coming volcano eruption and a new tech comes to a popular streamer. We'll talk about that here in a bit. Also, Travis Kelce defends his brother, and Hailey Bieber gets an F. Yeah, I'll explain that a little bit more in just a bit. Also, Judy Garland, Ruby Slippers hit the auction block in the final episode of Yellowstone, or episodes of Yellowstone are coming, are discussed. We'll talk about that in casting call. And also, Caitlyn Jenner celebrates Donald Trump's big win. Also, Prince William in South Africa dishes on family life back home. So all of that stuff will come your general direction as we are talking. So anyways, with that being said, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff to talk about. So if you are ready, what I can do is I will bring in some friends of mine from Feature Story News, and we'll get everything rolling there, and then we'll move, and then we'll groove and all that fun stuff. So if you are ready, I am ready, and we'll get it all moving your general direction right now with our peeps at Feature Story News.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Ashan Garg. Kamala Harris has conceded the U.S. presidential election and encouraged a peaceful transfer of power to President-elect Donald Trump. It comes after a stunning win by Trump to return him to the White House 4 years after he lost the 2020 election. Harris spoke to supporters at her former university, Howard, in Washington, D.C.
The outcome of this election is not what we wanted, not what we fought for, not what we voted for. Over the 107 days of this campaign, we have been intentional about building community and building coalitions, bringing people together from every walk of life and background. While I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
In Manhattan, some Donald Trump supporters have gathered to celebrate his victory in front of Trump Tower.
I think we're going to pave the way for a new Republican Party, younger voters and people that are more working class people like myself.
It's a shame that they voted a criminal, a rapist, a 34-count felon in the White House.
China says it respects U.S. election result and congratulated Donald Trump on his victory. Meanwhile, an official newspaper called for a pragmatic approach to China-U.S. relations to handle their differences properly. Laura Westbrook reports.
State-run newspaper China Daily said that Trump's second presidency could mark a new beginning in China-U.S. relations if the chance that has been offered is not wasted. It said the next administration could strengthen dialogue with China on issues from Taiwan to trade to the South China Sea. Donald Trump campaigned on the promise of raising tariffs on all Chinese imports to 60%. Analysts say Beijing is wary of a potential revival of the trade war under Trump, especially as China is currently facing its own economic challenges. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
The Israeli military says Hezbollah launched at least 10 rockets from Lebanon towards central and northern Israel. No injuries have been reported so far. Giles Gibson has more from Tel Aviv.
Sirens rang out across central Tel Aviv less than 2 hours after Republican Donald Trump gave a speech claiming victory in the U.S. elections. The Israeli military said that most of the rockets were intercepted by air defense systems, but one rocket came down near the Ben-Gurion International Airport in Tel Aviv with no injuries reported. Debris from an intercepted rocket also damaged a parked car in central Israel. Giles Gibson, Tel Aviv.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, remembering Quincy Jones, who died on Sunday night at the age of 91. He was an American icon, a giant of the music industry, whose career began as a jazz trumpeter but developed to become one of the most powerful and influential figures in American popular music. 6 years ago, he told Spotify about the best advice he had ever received. It came in 1957 from the conductor and music teacher Nadia Boulanger.
She said, "Your music will never be more or less than you are a human being." I still got to work on the human being. I'm discovering a lot of things about myself, you know, and I'm trying now for the last 2 years to get all of the negative thoughts out of my body. Grudges, no more anger. It's a waste of time. And Mark Twain's words, anger is an acid which does more harm to the vessel in which it's stored than anything on which it's poured. It's pretty ridiculous, but you learn it from mistakes.
He won 28 Grammys and was nominated for 80 of them. He produced Michael Jackson's Thriller album, among many, many others, led his own bands, was in demand as an arranger, and composed soundtracks for The Color Purple, In Cold Blood, and many more. A career so rich and varied, it is hard to do him justice in a mere 90 seconds. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
FSN is an independent source of news for TV, radio, and digital networks worldwide. You can find more of our minute-by-minute updates on Twitter. Follow us there at Feature Story. And we have a wealth of audio and video stories from our global news bureaus on Facebook. You can find us there by following Feature Story News. Stay tuned for further updates right here. But for now, that is the latest Feature Story News. Ishan Garg reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
We all want to make sure that our family is protected in medical emergencies. What many of us don't realize is that health insurance won't always cover the full amount of an emergency medical flight. Even with comprehensive coverage, you could get hit with high deductibles and copays. That's why an Air Medcare Network membership is so important. As a member, if an emergency arises, you won't see a bill for air medical transport when flown by an AMCN provider. Best of all, a membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. AMCN providers are called upon to transport nearly 100,000 patients a year. This is coverage no family should go without. Now, as a Jay Allen Show listener, you'll get up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Simply visit airmedcarenetwork.com/safety and use the offer code SAFETY. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show. Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Only on Safety FM and Radio Big, that is. All with love. All with love. No doubt about that. So anyways, let's start getting into the shit list real quick, because we need to talk about some of the stuff that's going on. Hurricane Rafael made landfall over Cuba on Wednesday. Did you hear about this? With winds around 115 miles per hour, making it a Category 3. Forecasters expect the storm to sustain hurricane-level winds as it crosses the Gulf of Mexico and could threaten southern parts of Texas and Mexico as well. So far, the life-threatening storm's surges and wind damage have been reported in western Cuba. So there you go. Some information right there as we are talking. Also, there you go. Be on the lookout. Also, two UK women adjusting their recent finding of a family that they raise is not their biological family. Identified as Clara and Jessica, the two were born at the same hospital in 1967, where it seems they were accidentally swapped. And what is being documented by the UK as the National Health Services as the first incident of babies being switched at birth. As for now, as long to, came to life, according to BBC, a man named Tony took a DNA test to confirm that he had a sister, but not Jessica, whom he had grown up with. The NHS is working on the amount of compensation for the woman, which is providing it to be difficult due to the unique and complex case. This is according to the BBC. Think about that real quick. The person that you consider your sister or brother or relative, all of a sudden you find out that you guys are not related years and years later after the case. That's going to make some things a little bit interesting. No doubt about that as we are talking. So here we go. Let's talk about some other stuff that is going on. Scientists may have discovered a seismic secret that predicts volcano eruptions back, flashback to 2022. Hunga Tunga, and I'm going to mess up the last part, so I won't say it, erupted in South Pacific, destroying the island and triggering smoke plumes of 36 miles high, the largest at record at the time. Reviews of the seismic data shows that seismic wave shot across the surface of the Earth about 15 minutes before the eruption and picked up as far as 466 miles away in nearby Fiji. The wave could have, let's see, what else? The wave could have had enough power for a human to feel what was registered in scientific equipment. While 15 minutes isn't enough time to conduct a full-scale evacuation, some warning is better than none whatsoever, according to what researchers had to say. This is according to Gizmodo. Yeah, Gizmodo on what is going on. So, I don't know. It kind of makes it a little bit interesting as we are talking about that. So, I mean, I would take the 15 minutes opposed to nada. I mean, I take 5 minutes opposed to nothing, too, so don't get me wrong. So there you go. Okay, so take a listen to this. Ukrainian forces confirmed that they are engaged in North Korean troops in a battle for the first time. Rumors have swirled for weeks that the Russian allies was sending soldiers to the front lines. The New York Times reported that North Korean troops have been sacrificed to discover weakness in the Ukraine lines, and one small skirmish, multiple North Korean soldiers were killed. This is according to the New York Times. Meanwhile, Financial Times reporter Gideon Rackman reports that, as usual, reliable sources tell me that North Korean soldiers who have deployed to Russia have never had unfettered access to the internet before. As a result, they are gorging on pornography. You typically need both hands to hold to fire a rifle. I'm just saying. I'll take that the wrong way. Or take it the wrong way. I mean, I don't know. Here we go.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this. A new artificial intelligence feature is headed to Amazon Prime. An X Recaps, that's what it's called. And no, it's not your X like you're thinking. It's X-Ray Recaps will provide a text summaries of what you're watching or what you don't want to watch to get you, or what you have don't want have to watch to be able to get caught up. The feature will wrap up with what happened the entire TV season, a single episode, or even a few scenes. The blog post that explains the tech analyzed various video segments combined with subtitles and dialogue to generate detailed description and places and times of the conversation. This is according to The Verge. So what do you think here? I think this is a pretty interesting thing, because think about how many times you have somebody come in and you might be watching something on La Televisión and they turn around and they tell you, oh, can you tell me what the hell happened to this point? And you're like, no, I have no idea of everything that has happened. I mean, I'm kind of in and out here in regards of what's going on. And they want to share with you and you don't really want to share. I don't know. Just something to think about. So there you go. So take a listen to this. The Dow soared about 1,508 points to close at 43,729 on Wednesday. So there's something. And also, let's see, the S&P increased by 146 points to close at 5,000. Hold on, that has to be wrong. 5,292. The NASDAQ increased by 544 points to close at 18,983. West Texas Intermediate closed at $71 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $75 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.10 on Wednesday, and Bitcoin continued its climb, trading north of $76,000 for the first time, and there was more than 2,390 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States. And that was on Wednesday, with about 50 such cancellations. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for a $334 million jackpot, or $155.7 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. I'm going to talk about this real quick, because we talked about it at the top of the hour. So let's do this. Celebrities hoping that to land votes for Kamala Harris were very pro-women prior to Tuesday night's election. But after Harris's loss, those same celebs were quick to blame the women for voting incorrectly. Starting out with the ladies of The View, half of the table praised the democracy of our country, while Sunny Hostin couldn't look past her own gender and race, calling those who voted for Donald Trump uneducated, specifically white women. This is according to Deadline. Also worth remembering, this is party of unity, kindness, and understanding. The party who couldn't define what a woman is. What? Where is this coming from? Wanted a biological men to knock biological women down a notch, the ladder of equality. This is according to whoever is the editor here of this particular page, but there you go. I don't know what the hell that means. So there you go. Also, elsewhere, rapper Cardi B told Southerners who voted for Trump that the decision is why hurricanes happen. I don't understand that one. Alec Baldwin posted a black square with no caption on Instagram, and actress Christina Applegate told followers that her child sobbing because her rights as a woman may be taken away. This is according to the New York Post. Democracy works at the end of the day. All should matter is that people turned out to vote and Americans made their voices heard. So there you go. Some things to think about. So we're going to do something a little bit different today. I normally do the main story around the 32-minute mark. I mean, if you've kind of hung out here before, you kind of know that that's how it goes. We do our main story. We hang out. We talk. We do our thing and all that. We're not going to do that today. And let me explain why. I want to do something because this is what I want to do. So this is what we're going to talk about today. So I'm going to jump the gun. And when I say jump the gun, I am going to play the concessions piece that Kamala Harris did yesterday. So if you have not heard it to this point, you're going to have the opportunity. And here's the other portion. I'm not going to do a part of it, and I'm not going to do some of it, and I think I am not going to talk over it, maybe not until the end. So, or talk with it, better saying. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to jump on this thing. We're going to do this, and then we're going to move forward. So if you're ready, I'm ready. We'll do the concession speech. Let me get some screener eners here, because that's what I have to do next. I have to move some things around to get this all to work. That's just kind of the layout of the land of how things happen here. So with that being said, we're going to hit this button. We're going to get that going. We're going to go to live, and here is where we are. So we're going to do concession speech. If you're ready, we'll go ahead and hit the main story stuff just for us to have a marker.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
And if you're ready, let's talk about this. This is the main story. This is the concession speech that was done yesterday. So let's take a listen together if you have not heard it already.
Good afternoon. Good. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So let me say, and I love you back. And I love you back. So let me say, my heart is full today. My heart is full today, full of gratitude for the trust you have placed in me, full of love for our country, and full of resolve. The outcome of this election is not what we wanted, not what we fought for, not what we voted for, but hear me when I say, hear me when I say, the light of America's promise will always burn bright as long as we never give up and as long as we keep fighting. To my beloved Doug and our family, I love you so very much. To President Biden and Dr. Biden, thank you for your faith and support. To Governor Walz and the Walz family, I know your service to our nation will continue. And to my extraordinary team, to the volunteers who gave so much of themselves, to the poll workers and the local election officials, I thank you. I thank you all. Look, I am so proud of the race we ran and the way we ran it. And the way we ran it over the 107 days of this campaign, we have been intentional about building community and building coalitions, bringing people together from every walk of life and background, united by love of country with enthusiasm and joy in our fight for America's future. And we did it with the knowledge that we all have so much more in common than what separates us. Now, I know folks are feeling and experiencing a range of emotions right now.
I get it. But we must accept the results of this election. Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition, and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power. A fundamental principle of American democracy is that when we lose an election, we accept the results. That principle, as much as any other, distinguishes democracy from monarchy or tyranny. And anyone who seeks the public trust must honor it. At the same time, in our nation, we owe loyalty not to a president or a party, but to the Constitution of the United States. And loyalty to our conscience and to our God. My allegiance to all three is why I am here to say, while I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign. The fight for freedom, for opportunity, for fairness, and the dignity of all people. A fight for the ideals at the heart of our nation, the ideals that reflect America at our best. That is a fight I will never give up. I will never give up the fight for a future where Americans can pursue their dreams, ambitions, and aspirations, where the women of America have the freedom to make decisions about their own body and not have their government telling them what to do. We will never give up the fight to protect our schools and our streets from gun violence. And America, we will never give up the fight for our democracy, for the rule of law, for equal justice, and for the sacred idea that every one of us, no matter who we are or where we start out, has certain fundamental rights and freedoms that must be respected and upheld. And we will continue to wage this fight in the voting booth, in the courts, and in the public square. And we will also wage it in quieter ways, in how we live our lives, by treating one another with kindness and respect, by looking in the face of a stranger and seeing a neighbor, by always using our strength to lift people up, to fight for the dignity that all people deserve. The fight for our freedom will take hard work, but like I always say, we like hard work. Hard work is good work. Hard work can be joyful work. And the fight for our country is always worth it. It is always worth it. To the young people who are watching, it is... I love you. To the young people who are watching, it is okay to feel sad and disappointed. But please know it's going to be okay. On the campaign, I would often say, when we fight, we win. But here's the thing. Sometimes the fight takes a while. That doesn't mean we won't win. The important thing is don't ever give up.
Don't ever give up. Don't ever stop trying to make the world a better place. You have power. You have power. And don't you ever listen when anyone tells you something is impossible because it has never been done before. You have the capacity to do extraordinary good in the world. And so to everyone who is watching, do not despair. This is not a time to throw up our hands. This is a time to roll up our sleeves. This is a time to organize, to mobilize, and to stay engaged for the sake of freedom and justice and the future that we all know we can build together. Look, many of you know I started out as a prosecutor, and throughout my career, I saw people at some of the worst times in their lives, people who had suffered great harm and great pain, and yet found within themselves the strength and the courage and the resolve to take the stand, to take a stand, to fight for justice, to fight for themselves, to fight for others. So let their courage be our inspiration. Let their determination be our charge. And I'll close with this. There's an adage an historian once called a law of history, true of every society across the ages. The adage is, only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. I know many people feel like we are entering a dark time, but for the benefit of us all, I hope that is not the case. But here's the thing, America, if it is, let us fill the sky with the light of a brilliant, brilliant billion of stars. The light of optimism, of faith, of truth, and service. H.U. And may that work guide us, even in the face of setbacks, toward the extraordinary promise of the United States of America. I thank you all. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America. I thank you all.
Okay, so that is the concession speech that she gave yesterday at HU, Howard University, just in case if you're not familiar with what it is. So you kind of heard some stuff that she had to say, and I saw this summation online that somebody wrote, and I wanted to share it with you this morning because I thought it was pretty interesting. It says the following: as we look ahead after this election, I want to share my thoughts about the balance and unity. I support the president and the president-elect, and I'm hopeful about his leadership. But what I believe in is even deeply, hold on, but what I believe in even more deeply is the value of our political system and natural rebalancing. When the power shifts between parties, it prevents us from veering too far one direction, whether it be left or right. Both sides have good ideas, and yes, ideas that go too far. If one party held control indefinitely, we'd lose the essential checks. The shift in power is what keeps us on track, correcting over time for the betterment of all. As Americans, we can respect this process even if we don't all agree with each outcome. So I think that unity is from both sides. Whether you're happy or disappointed, let's stay focused on what makes us stronger together. In the end, our greatest strength is our commitment to one another and to the future that we're building together. And I think that kind of puts the cherry on top of everything that was just discussed. And I wanted to bring you that speech because I thought it was important to hear from, you know, I don't know what side you're on in regards to this, but I want you to hear the concession speech. We wanted to play some of the other stuff, but, you know, here or there, kind of some mixture of things that is going on. But hopefully we'll get out of this political cycle and stop talking about this shit, because you know how it goes around here. I'm not a huge fan of talking about politics during the time that we spend together. So here you go. That's what it is. It is. That's what I wanted you to hear. Something I wanted to share with you just in case if you had not heard about it or heard the concession speech from Kamala Harris. So overall, that's what's going on at the moment. And let's continue going on with some other things. Boy, are we going to have some stuff to think about and talk about here in the very near future.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month.
and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Warning, listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking the truth.
Awaits, waiting for my bones to break.
Oh, here we go. What's going on there? Oh, we don't want to see that. Okay. Yeah, Rated R Safety Show. We're still hanging out. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. Yeah, this right here, some beach love with Rhythm of the Violence. Yeah, Rhythm of the Violence. Yep, that's how it goes.
Rhythm awaits, waiting for my bones to break.
Break, bum, 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 bum. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. If you want to take it a little, give it a little streamer emer, a little downloady ody action, no doubt about that. Thanks to Beach Love for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on in regards of what is happening. No doubt about that. So let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And that is about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com to find out more information. So there you go. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So, a lot of stuff, little time. That is kind of the equation of everything that is going on right there. No doubt about that. So, TWLOHA.com, once you get there, information about addiction, suicide, depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders, grief support, self-injury, just to name a few. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on this week, that's for sure, regardless on how you want to take a look at it. No matter what side of the spectrum you are definitely on, let me tell you a little bit about some more news that is going on. A song nicknamed the most mysterious song on the internet has finally been identified. The new wave track, originally recorded off the radio in Germany back in the 1980s, is believed to be called Subways of Your Mind by the band Fex, F-E-X, just in case. After thousands of online sleuths have dedicated thousands of hours to identify the song since 2007, a Reddit user named Margin1412 made the breakthrough this week. A band member has seemingly confirmed the finding, telling German newspaper that the group is confident that the song is theirs, and they have already been discussing the reunion to re-record it. Long story short, the mystery song first appeared when the music fan came across the old cassette of the music that was recorded off the radio, featuring the new, featuring then new songs from the 1984 by the bands like XTC, and The Cure, as well as one of the particular songs that people liked. But the new little about it, his sister uploaded a snippet in 2007, and eventually someone uploaded it to YouTube, causing a search to go viral. Margene1412, who has identified the song, explained that the post was mysterious and began to unravel what they found in an old article about FEX while searching bands who played the annual event called Horns Fest. Margene1412 reached out to the member to ask if they still had old recordings, and lo and behold, one of them was titled Subway of Your Mind. So there you go. Did you know this one? Did you ask this one on Shazam would be the question that I asked. And thanks. Okay, that's it. They solved it. Now, could we please get to work on solving, for me, an important matter, how to create a functional tabs in Microsoft Word. Now, that's a legitimate question. I just want a function tab on Microsoft Word. Okay, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's go ahead and bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute, because, you know, he keeps us motivated in regards to the stuff that's going on. Let's take a listen.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Carl. Billie Jean King said, "I think self-awareness is probably the most important thing toward being a champion." I love that. Self-awareness is a pretty good thing. I work in two industries with many people who have big personalities, as a comedian and as a radio announcer. I know many people who have a struggle with being self-aware. I probably blur that line from time to time as well. Sometimes I think we believe our opinion means a little more than it really does because our voice is amplified, whether on a stage, in a spotlight, or on a radio show that's transmitted all over. It's easy to believe what the promo department says rather than remembering that you're just some guy who happens to have a microphone. That's it. Nothing else.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Is your brook drying up? Have the ravens stopped delivering? Of course, I'm speaking metaphorically. Of those times when God's promised provision fails to materialize. My remarks are based on the story of Elijah the prophet. When his life was threatened, God told him to hide in the Kereth ravine. "You will drink from the brook, and I have ordered the ravens to feed you there." Elijah obeyed. Things went well for a time. Then the brook dried up. So what happened? Did God's promises fail? Is a bone-dry brook God's punishment? No. A thousand times no. There was a widow that the Lord wanted to feed, and it could only do so if she obeyed Elijah. Lord, help us to hear and obey. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Ashan Garg. Kamala Harris has conceded the U.S. presidential election and encouraged a peaceful transfer of power to President-elect Donald Trump. It comes after a stunning win by Trump to return him to the White House 4 years after he lost the 2020 election. Harris spoke to supporters at her former university, Howard, in Washington, D.C.
"The outcome of this election is not what we wanted. Not what we fought for, not what we voted for. Over the 107 days of this campaign, we have been intentional about building community and building coalitions, bringing people together from every walk of life and background. While I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign."
In Manhattan, some Donald Trump supporters have gathered to celebrate his victory in front of Trump Tower.
"I think we're going to pave the way for a new Republican Party, younger voters and people that are more working class people like myself."
"It's a shame that they voted a criminal, a rapist, a 34-count felon in the White House."
China says it respects U.S. election result and congratulated Donald Trump on his victory. Meanwhile, an official newspaper called for a pragmatic approach to China-U.S. relations to handle their differences properly. Laura Westbrook reports.
State-run newspaper China Daily said that Trump's second presidency could mark a new beginning in China-U.S. relations if the chance that has been offered is not wasted. It said the next administration could strengthen dialogue with China on issues from Taiwan to trade to the South China Sea. Donald Trump campaigned on the promise of raising tariffs on all Chinese imports to 60%. Analysts say Beijing is wary of a potential revival of the trade war under Trump, especially as China is currently facing its own economic challenges. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
The Israeli military says Hezbollah launched at least 10 rockets from Lebanon towards central and northern Israel. No injuries have been reported so far. Giles Gibson has more from Tel Aviv.
Sirens rang out across central Tel Aviv less than 2 hours after Republican Donald Trump gave a speech claiming victory in the U.S. elections. The Israeli military said that most of the rockets were intercepted by air defense systems, but one rocket came down near the Ben-Gurion International Airport in Tel Aviv with no injuries reported. Debris from an intercepted rocket also damaged a parked car in central Israel. Giles Gibson, Tel Aviv.
From bureaus worldwide.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit. Radio Big.
Okay, there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely show. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this day as I take a look at 1983. A bomb detonates inside of the U.S. Capitol near the second floor of the Senate side. The blast took off the door of Robert Byrd's office and shattered the glass of the Republican cloakroom. Damage estimated around $250,000 at the time. No one was injured and no structural damage was inflicted. The alleged perpetrator were members of the armed resistance unit who were protesting American intervention in the Grenada and Lebanon. Radical leftist Linda Evans was sentenced to 40 years for planning the attack. Bill Clinton would commute her sentence on his last day in office. That happened back in 1983. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Lord turns 28. Adam Devine turns 41. Will Demps, 45. Coy Wire turns 46. Marcus Luttrell turns 49. Jason London, 52. Andre Hastings turns 53. What else? David Guarda turns 57. John Mitchell, 81. And Gene Shrimpton turns 82 today. So there you go. There's some birthdays going on. If you need some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's National Retinal Day, International Strat Day, International Project Management Day, National Man Make Dinner Day. Hold on. I think I celebrate that almost every day at my house. Is that not the case? Okay. Notary Public Day, National Cash Back Day. I'm all about that cash back. And National Hug a Bear Day, like somebody who refers to themselves as bear or an actual bear, because I think that would probably be a terrible idea in regards of hugging a bear. I'm just throwing that out there. That's me. I mean, I'm just saying. So there you go. If you need a random joke for today, I am sure I can come up with one of those for you, because that's what I do around here. So if you need a rando, it sounds something like this. Always have set two alarms, one for the person I want to be and one for the person that I am. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's the one food you could never bring yourself to eat? Look up alcapurria. Yeah, look that up. Alcapurria. You might take a look at that and go, I'm not sure if I can eat that. What else? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Over half the people that haven't done this in 3 years, what is it? Listen to a voicemail. I feel like I talked about this already. Didn't I already talk about this? I think I did. I talk a lot of weird shit, so there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely day. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm, hanging out over there for the next couple hours or so, talking about the world of safety consulting, because that's what I do. Outside of that, I don't know what else I'll be doing. You know, we'll be handpicking some music, that's for sure, and doing all the fun stuff that we get to do. So, If you hang out on Safety FM, the likes of Sheldon Primus will show up and talk about the world of safety consulting, because that's what he talks about. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. That is for sure. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you this. You don't take a photograph. You make it. Think about that. That could change the way that you look at a lot of things going forward. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.